I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Anti-government protesters in Egypt are showing no sign of giving up. Today, they rallied in Cairo's Tahrir Square once again. They also blocked access to Egypt's parliament nearby. This is day 16 of the demonstrations, demanding an immediate end to President Hosni Mubarak's 30-year rule. But Mubarak and his government are themselves showing no signs of budging. The president is still planning to stay in power until the end of his term in September. We're going to hear now from two of the hundreds of thousands pressing for Mubarak to leave. Ahmed El-Asli is an Egyptian writer and broadcaster. Earlier this week, he took the protesters' message to Egypt's state-run television.
I went to the national Egyptian television because they were interviewing me day before yesterday. And the first thing I went to say was, this regime and the coming one has to understand that this TV is not yours anymore. This is ours. And what happened was, in the break, they jumped in front of me, four of them, with that hollow look in their eyes. I say, what do you think you're doing? Take it easy, just a little bit easy. And what I did was that I urged them to hold themselves together more. It is that bad, you know, but we still don't know where is it going to settle.
Well, that's a good question. Since right now there is no resolution even in sight, do you have any fear that this could fizzle or much worse?
What keeps us motivated is actually that we need to finish this race. We can't just go home without a closure.
Do you feel as though that's what's happening at the end of the day, that you go home without closure?
I'm telling you, I'm honestly one of the ones that is quite worried. I try to hide it in public, but I am worried. I'm worried they would steal this away from us and not write it in history books, you know? We want to make sure that a real change in the mindset of the regime that's governing our lives will change. And they look to us like the same old fellas that are just changing something, but they're not really changing. When they talk to us, we don't feel that they really know that this is a revolution that should be changing our lives 180 degrees around. This is what we're worried about. We're worried that those promises will fade out, or they just steal what we did. And what we did after waiting very long for. We've been waiting for 57 years for this to happen, and at least desperately waiting for a quarter of a century for it to happen.
That was 35-year-old Ahmed El-Asli. Also among the protesters in Cairo, 69-year-old Shahira Merez. She teaches Islamic art and architecture. She says she's been protesting Egyptian regime since the time of Egyptian presidents Nasser and then Sadat, and that this generation is carrying on the struggle.
I feel very much that they are doing what we always wanted to do, and we are very proud of them. And I have to tell you that in Tahrir, you have all ages, from babies to people my age, all classes, from very wealthy, wearing very expensive boots, to the very poor, Christians and Muslims. It is the first time where the population of Egypt is united irrespective of class, religion, and age. Everybody is concerned about everybody else. And when we were working in the first march, which was peaceful, and we started to be bombarded with the water cannons, then with the tear gas, and then with rubber bullets, and then with live bullets, the young people were always pushing us to the back and saying, stay in the back, be protected. Everybody was trying to protect all the others, and people died trying to protect others.
Sahira, what gives you any more optimism about the potential outcome of these protests? You have the advent of history.
I think we have been really abused. The Egyptian people have been abused. And even though some of us are wealthy and can have a comfortable life, it is a tremendously dichotomic thing to see people in front of you almost dying of hunger. This year, we had problems having bread for the people. And it was really very, very hard. How can you eat and feed your children and be comfortable when you see around you people are deprived of the basic necessities? We all felt that I felt personally I was on the edge of a volcano.
On the edge of a volcano. Do you still feel that way?
For the first time in my life, I'm proud to be Egyptian. Imagine what it is when you see Christians and Muslims hugging each other instead of being set apart by the regime, because this is actually what was being done.
That was 69-year-old Shahira Merez, one of the protesters in Cairo's Tahrir Square today. By the way, following the lifting of internet restrictions, demonstrators in the square have been posting a lot of images online. You can see a slideshow of some of the pictures by protester Sara Rifat. They're at theworld.org/Egypt.